All right, so with the success of Lay Me Down and Any Port in a Storm, did you feel any pressure, you know, putting Cabin by the Sea together?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's always, you know, some sort of pressure. Mostly, you know, pressure you put on yourself, and you just want to prove that you could do it and prove to people that, you know, we're not just one-hit wonders, and it wasn't just because we had, you know, Rome from Sublime singing on the track and, you know, so there is that pressure, but at the same time, it was so long since we had put out an album before that we had, you know, a lot of ideas when we actually went in to record the album. We already had a lot of ideas of what we wanted to do and a bunch of demos, and we had such a good time recording the album, and we're really proud of it. So, I mean, once the product was done, I didn't really feel the pressure anymore because I was, you know, pretty proud of what we had done.
Okay, considering that, you know, you've already released two singles on the album, how do you feel the reception's been so far?
You know, I feel like the reception's been great. You know, we've had the pleasure of playing the last 3 weeks on this tour, the first shows we've ever done playing a lot of these new songs, and I feel like the crowd's been singing along, and every time we start to play one of the new songs, you know, the crowd gets really excited, so that's good news, you know, because there's always those fans that have that one great album, and they put out a new album, and it's not that great. You go to their show, and all you want them to do is play their old stuff, you know. And I didn't feel that at this show, so I feel that's going over well.
Okay, considering the music that you play, I mean, your live shows are incredibly important. I mean, because reggae, ska rock, I mean, that's all about ambiance, you know, like live. What do you guys think that you bring to the table as far as your live experience?
Yeah, I do agree. I think the live show is so important. I mean, I grew up going to so many shows, and I love that, and when I would really enjoy a band, and I'd go see them play, and they weren't that great live, it kind of bummed me out. So, I mean, we really take live shows seriously, and we want people to enjoy themselves, and we kind of want everyone there to feel like everyone there is there together, one big party. It's not just people came in this group and that group and whatever. We want everyone to feel like we're all one big, you know, party, everyone, and we're one big family, all enjoying the night together. That's kind of what we bring.
How important do you think your South Cali roots are to your music? I mean, do you guys think you'd be a completely different band if you were, you know, from, like, Detroit or New York?
Well, I don't know if we'd be the exact same band we are now, but I feel like we would be pretty similar. Like, yeah, growing up by the beach and you know, living in Southern California obviously affects who you are, and everyone kind of is a product of their own environment in some way, but I feel like no matter where we live, we probably would have been into this scene. We probably would have been into the style of music, and I don't know, you know, it's hard to say.
Okay, speaking of which, I mean, do you guys feel that you and the bands that you tour with are kind of keeping this genre alive?
I wouldn't say we're keeping the genre alive. I think this genre is really just getting going, you know. I mean, there was really Sublime, and that was it. That was kind of like in the scene for a long time, mm-hmm. And then, you know, Slightly Stupid and Pepper and Expendables and other bands started coming up, but there's always been maybe a handful of bands in the past doing this, and now there's bands, you know, in every state, there's so many bands doing this now, so I wouldn't say we're keeping it alive. I'd say it's just getting going. Like, I think the scene is growing every year.
Okay, can you tell us how the title track on the new album was written? What was the inspiration?
That song actually came out, I had made a little guitar riff that was like a lullaby for my daughter, and I recorded it in the studio, and Jared wasn't in there. And I hadn't really told him about it. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like for the album or anything. I just wanted to lay it down. And he went in, and our engineer Lou showed it to him, and Jared had made some lyrics and sang over it, and it was about this cabin by the sea, and it was just perfect. And then I kind of sprung the idea for the whole song, Cabin by the Sea. And then once we finished that song, that kind of, you know, we took that as the idea for the whole album and kind of like based the album around that.
What do you think makes you guys different from other bands playing this music now?
What makes, I guess every band is different, you know, and if you're not different, then you're just being a copycat, so I don't know, it's hard to answer.
You guys have collaborated with some amazing musicians. I mean, how do you approach these people? Like, for example, Billy Preston. How did you guys get Billy Preston to play keyboards for you?
Oh, man, that was amazing. We kind of have this motto when we're recording, and we always just say, well, let's just shoot for the top and ask for the best in the world, and obviously they're going to say no, and then we'll just keep picking people. But we have like 100% batting record with this. We ask these crazy people to do stuff with us, and then they always say yes, and it just kicks us out every time. But we get super lucky with that.
So what are your long-term goals for the band? You guys have already done a lot in, let's just say, two albums. I mean, you guys are constantly touring. You've had, you know, songs chart number one. I mean, what else do you guys really want to do?
We just want to make sure that we're a band that in 20 years we could still be touring if we want. We want to have a solid fan base that, you know, like a 311 type band, where it's like, man, they could probably not put out another CD ever again and still tour for another 15 years, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what we want. Just have that diehard fan base, that just like a community, you know, like build a community of fans. And that's kind of what we're striving for.
Okay, do you remember like the moment when you said, you know what, I think I'm going to try and be a musician?
I don't remember the moment, but I remember the times. Like it was, you know, in high school, kind of right around when me and Jared met, and we'd always just hang out in my garage. I had the soundproof room, and we would just, every day, that's where us and all of our friends would kind of hang out. We would just make music, like, all day and all night. That's, like, all we'd do. And, like, it was that point in time, I guess, at that age was kind of where it was like, okay, I really want to do this. This is awesome.
How difficult is it to kind of put a song together with you guys? You guys all bring different things to the table.
It could be the hardest thing in the world, or it can be the easiest thing in the world. Every song is a little different when it comes to writing. I mean, you can literally sit down one day, pick up a guitar, and start playing, and 10 minutes later, you have an entire song done and ready to go. Or you could have an idea that's rad, and then work on that idea for a month, and just hate everything you add to it, and then, you know, finally you'll find something that works. So yeah, every song kind of has a different writing process.
All right, let's have a little bit of fun. You guys have collaborated with a ton of different musicians. Give me a couple that you would love to collaborate with that you haven't yet.
Well, we always want to do something with the Beastie Boys. That would be awesome, but we'll have to, you know, maybe just do with the two remaining now, not the three, unless we get some sort of hologram. There's so many musicians that would be awesome to collaborate with. I don't know.
Okay, as far as guilty pleasure songs, like let's just say a song on your iPod that you listen to a lot that you don't like to tell anybody about?
I don't know. I guess one of my guilty pleasures would be I'm a huge Lil Wayne fan, and I'm constantly just listening to Lil Wayne in my head.
All right, great. As far as, like, the immediate future, like, what are you guys really looking to do as far as the tour and this album? Like, where do you see yourselves in, like, the next couple of months to a year?
Year, we'll most likely just be doing an insane amount of touring, you know, touring on the album. We're going to try and get overseas and do some things like that and do some international stuff. So this next year we'll be heavily based on touring, but we're definitely not going to go 4 years again without another CD out. So I see us, you know, finishing out this whole year touring and then probably getting back in the studio for our next album.